أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ود الذين كفروا لو تغفلون عن أسلحتكم وأمتعتكم فيميلون عليكم ميلة واحدة ولا جناح عليكم إن كان بكم أذى من مطر أو كنتم مرضى أن تضعوا أسلحتكم وخذوا حذركم إن الله أعد للكافرين عذابا مهينا. In the previous ayat, discussions of namaz, when a person is traveling, when a person is in battle, jihad, etc., the various instructions of namaz were given. One command was given that when you are in namaz also, then though you are not facing the enemy, but keep your weapons ready with you. You don't know when you will need them. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, وَدَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ تَغْفُلُونَ عَنْ أَسْلِحَتِكُمْ وَأَمْتِعَتِكُمْ. کافر چاہتا ہے کسی طرح تم بے خبر ہو جاؤ اپنے ہتھیاروں سے اور اسباب سے. The non-believers who are fighting against you, they wish all the time that you should become unmindful of your weapons and all the other things that you use for your warfare. That is, they take you off guard. That is what they are looking for a chance that they get you off guard without your weapons, etc. فَيَمِيلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ مَيْلَةً وَاحِدًا تَاكِ تُمْ پَرْ حَمْلَا كَرَيْ يَكْ بَارْ كِي. So that they can land an offensive against you at one time, and you don't have your weapons, you don't have your defense, and they take full advantage of that. So for that reason, you must keep your weapons ready at all times. وَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِن كَانَ بِكُمْ أَذًى مِّن مَطَرٍ أَوْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَىٰ أَن تَضَعُوا أَسْلِحَتَكُمْ. اور تم پر کچھ گناہ نہیں اگر تم کو تکلیف ہو میں سے یا تم کو بیماری ہو کہ اتار رکھو اپنے ہتھیار. However, if it is raining and then it becomes more boggy, more difficult to carry your weapons, or you are ill, you are sick, and then you cannot handle your weapons, at that time to keep your weapons one side is permissible. But at the same time, remember one basic principle, وَخُوذُوا حِذْرَكُمْ اور ساتھ لے لو اپنا بچاؤ. At all times be on your guard. Do not become unmindful at all. The enemy is not unmindful of you. So how can you be unmindful? Though you are permitted that you don't have your weapons, you carry your weapons with you, make your namaz with your weapons, it's a bit difficult, it's not easy. So Allah has permitted that you can put your weapons one side, but at all times be alert and be careful. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابٌ مُهِينًا. بے شک اللہ نے تیار کر رکھا ہے کافروں کے واسطے عذاب ذلت کا. Undoubtedly Allah has prepared a punishment of great humility and disgrace for the non-believers. The punishment of the akhirat is there, but even in this world Allah will give them a punishment. You have the courage to fight them, and though they might be more stronger in number, more stronger in all their weapons, etc., and more experience in warfare, but Allah will give you victory over them, and Allah will give them defeat and humility and disgrace. So now, after warfare is over, travels are over, a person went traveling, now is back home again, there aren't any wars taking place, you are not out in jihad, and so as for that now, these instructions are given. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ پھر جب تم نماز پڑھ چکو. When you have completed your namaz, though in travel, in this different way which was permitted, that you make one rakat behind the imam and go and fight, while the other group comes and make their one rakat, or that you make your separate namazes, or that you are making your namaz only two rakats in front instead of four. So now when you have completed all this, and you have returned home and you are back in normal condition, فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِكُمْ تو یاد کرو اللہ کو کھڑے ہو بیٹھے اور لیٹے. Then remember Allah Ta'ala standing on your, sitting and on your side. In other words, the actual object is not jihad. Jihad is to bring about Islam, to let the people understand and to protect the Muslims. The actual object is the ibadat of Allah. And the greatest ibadat of Allah is namaz. So bring your namazes back to normal again, and your actual object is the zikr of Allah. As Allah says, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The greatest amal, the greatest thing is the zikr of Allah. So now start remembering Allah Ta'ala again. At this juncture, we should all think of for ourselves that we are not at war, we are not traveling, we are comfortable at home. How much of zikr of Allah do we make? How much Quran Sharif do we read? How much zikr, durood Sharif, tawbah istighfar, third kalima, how much do we read? It is necessary, Allah says, when you are not at warfare, when you are not on the battlefield, when you are not traveling, then remember Allah in all conditions. فَإِذَا تَمَعَنَنْتُمْ فَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. اور پھر جب خوف جاتا رہے تو درست کرو نماز کو. And when the conditions of fear are gone now, you are not on the battlefield, there is no enemy attacking you, then make sure you make your namaz properly as it's supposed to be made. That was permission given just in the battlefield, or when you are traveling, permission was given. But now that you are back home, come back to your asal, to your original, come back to your purpose of life, and that is the ibadat of Allah. So now start making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala properly. Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. بے شک نماز مسلمانوں پر فرض ہے اپنے مقرر وقتوں پر. Undoubtedly نماز is compulsory on the believers at the fixed times. And from this better, namaz in on the battlefield also is a great lesson to learn. That even at that time when Muslims are facing the enemy, but they must not make their namaz qaza. Yes, they are permitted to make it in a little different way so that they take their precautions. But even then, namaz is not ma'af. So how can namaz be neglected when we are in ordinary, normal condition? In those conditions, not only namaz, but the zikr of Allah must also be maintained properly. So the actual object of our creation, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Jinn and man are created solely for the ibadat of Allah. And that we should engage in. And the greatest ibadat of Allah is namaz. After that is the zikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran. Third kalima, durood sharif, istighfar, etc. Those are the things that we have to engage in. Dunya things are to be seen to just as a necessity and just on the sideline. But we have made that our main life. Our whole object is dunya. And those who make namaz is on the sideline. Otherwise there are so many Muslims who don't even make any namaz. May Allah guide us and let us understand the purpose for which Allah has created us and the purpose for which Allah has created the heavens and the sky and the sun and moon, the winds and the water that are all serving us. It is so that we be engaged in the ibadat of Allah. We must not lose sight of that at any time. May Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.